Good morning, Consciousness Circle members, and welcome to another week. Today's lesson isn't so much astrological as much as it is about the recognition that we're blossoming. Astrology to me is a visceral experience, and far more than just relating the aspects and what they mean and the technical terms and the astrology 101. It's really important that there is an essence of spirituality, that there is a base of presence, and that there is an acknowledgement of what is happening to us as human beings. It's one thing for me to, again, explain astrology in very technical terms, and it's a completely different perspective to see astrology play out in our lives, not just in physical 3D manifestations, but with the stirrings that go on within us. That's how astrology becomes a visceral experience. That's how we recognize our power of authorship, because we understand that there is a blueprint, that there is a map to the evolution of our soul. So my intention is to upload more lessons like this, along with technical astrological lessons, but give astrology the opportunity to show us the path to spirituality, to a deeper connection to ourselves, and to the strengthening of our intuition. So with that said, I'm going to read a page from a book called The Book of Awakening by Mark Nepo. And it starts off with a quote by Anais Nin, and it's called "The Risk to Bloom." And then the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk to blossom. We all face this turning point repeatedly, when resisting the flow of inner events suddenly feels more hurtful than leaping toward the unknown. Yet no one can tell us when to leap. There is no authority to bless our need to enter life but the God within. How often we thwart ourselves by holding tenaciously to what is familiar. It is instructive, if chilling, that in floral shops the roses that won't open are called bullets. They are discarded because they will never bloom. They have turned in on themselves so tightly that they can never release their fragrance. Yet, as spirits in this bodily form, we have the chance to tighten and bloom more than once. But even spirits, if turned in on themselves enough, may grow accustomed to being closed. Unlike roses, however, the human chamber can be shut down for years, and still, it takes but one breath from the true center, and we will flower. It has always amazed and humbled me how the risk to bloom can seem so insurmountable beforehand and so inevitably freeing once the threshold of suffering is crossed. I have a friend in recovery, and when asked what made him stop drinking, he says, "The pain of drinking became greater than the pain of not drinking." The same can be said for all of us. We can flower in an instant, as soon as the pain of not flowering and not loving become greater than our fear. Ooh, that sends chills down my spine just reading it to you. My loves, how many of you have been there? How many of you have been there since December of 2020? How many of you have been there through 2020? It is almost impossible, as I've said it before, for me to talk about everything that's going on now without talking about the transformation that we've endured over the last 12 months. But as this book says, the pain of remaining the same sometimes is greater than our desire to change. And we wonder. We wonder why sometimes we act out on our partners. We wonder why sometimes we can't stand being with ourselves. We wonder why sometimes we wake up in the morning not looking forward to the day, not looking forward to that job, not looking forward to relating to anyone. And in our insistence to remain the same, we blame everything on the outside without looking within. Sometimes that is something that we do without knowing. But I genuinely believe that there is a part of us that knows when we're lashing out, when we're acting out, that it's us. It's us. We are the common denominator in those scenarios of suffering. And yet, the fear to look within keeps us stuck and stagnant in places that we know we have outgrown. These eclipses are happening in the axis of communication, of perception, and of keeping an open mind, Gemini and Sagittarius. These two signs in the zodiac aren't usually described as being profound and deep, but there is nothing more transformative than a change in perception, than a change in mindset. To change our perception and to change our mindset of what we are capable of what life can be, is a miracle. A Course in Miracles describes and defines a miracle as a change in perception. Why? Because where our attention goes, energy flows. Therefore, if we are willing to remain open to blossoming, even if we're afraid, there is something in us that is telling us that it's okay, and we just have to learn to trust. I've received so many emails, so many messages. Millie, when is this over? What am I feeling? Why? And all I can say is be patient. Be patient. There is purpose. There is a strengthening happening that hasn't happened in the last couple of months, and that it is absolutely needed. So that you know you are no longer in pain, so that you are no longer in a state of suffering when you don't have to be. A lot of us are having to let go of things that represented us strongly in some way, that defined our life, defined the foundations of our lives. And now that we're faced with this recognition, I have to grow up. I have to show up for myself differently. I have to show up for my relationships differently. I have to show up for the relationship with myself differently. I have to show up for my business differently. I have to show up for my clients differently. I have to show up to life differently. And while sometimes we can see how showing up differently can make our lives better, sometimes our insecurities get the best of us and we sabotage the process. Can I really do that? Can I really change? Can I really be better? Can I really be different? Can I really keep an open mind to trying something new and allow myself to be new at something? The answer is yes. Are you willing to lean into the risk of blossoming, or are you going to hold on to the stagnation that dwindles your soul day in and day out? The last couple of weeks have served for us to go within. Pisces energy has done us a favor by creating the seeming nebulosity. Mercury retrograde has done us a favor by creating the seeming miscommunication. Saturn retrograde has done us a favor by seemingly slowing things down, so that we can strengthen the courage within, so that we can strengthen the relationship with ourselves. So let me ask you, when I was reading those words earlier about taking the risk to blossom, what came up for you? Are you willing to blossom into this next stage in your life? Do you feel the push, the urge, the inevitability to have to blossom? And how does that make you feel? Far more than just looking to textbooks for what an aspect means, for what eclipses mean, it is important to ask ourselves profound questions like this so that astrology becomes real. Astrology is a guide and it's a map, But more than anything, it reminds us of the authorship of our lives. And authorship comes with questioning, not just the questioning of what's around us, but the questioning within. Are we willing to shed our old skin, to give our soul the opportunity to evolve and to fulfill its purpose in this world? A purpose that has nothing to do with what we do for a living. It has nothing to do with how we look, with who we know, with what we say, and everything. It has to do everything with what our intentions are as a human being, with how much we're willing to connect with others from our heart, with how much we're willing to connect with ourselves from a place of love and compassion. These are messages that are spoken about constantly. We see them constantly on social media. There are thousands, perhaps millions of books written about them. But do we take the time to implement? Do we take the time to integrate? Do we take the time to question how we feel in this process? You are the co-creator of your reality. And far more than manifesting the house, the car, the career, the partner, you are manifesting a life of peace and love. I know, it sounds very hippie, and that's the hippie in me talking. But one of the things that I have learned firsthand is that my life can look whatever it can look like on the outside. And with the peace and love that I feel now, simply by jumping and taking a leap of faith into what I love to do, I know that I have the wherewithal to face life and whatever it comes with. I no longer yearn for the big house, the car, the things, the stuff. I yearn for connection. I yearn for love. I yearn for the moment that I wake up every single day and I get to do this for a living. And I get to think, ooh, what am I going to create today? What am I going to communicate today? How am I going to connect today? I'm not saying that this has to be your life. I'm not saying that this is how you should do life. But what I am asking you is to ask yourself the important questions that will simplify your life to the point that you will recognize a lot of things as excessive. There's no judgment. I am a Capricorn. To me, less is more. If I could live a life of absolute simplicity, I would. But I live with a Taurus who loves to have stuff, so I have to compromise. But when we ask ourselves the right questions, we begin to realize the superfluous stuff and people and feelings and thoughts in our lives. And when we get down to the core of our soul's purpose, we recognize that that's really all that matters. But what we have to do is allow ourselves to blossom, is allow ourselves to get out of this pain and suffering by staying in a space that we thought we needed, and understanding that life is a matter of evolution, and that if we lean into the next phase in our lives, that everything will be okay. And perhaps the next phase of our lives shows us the simplicity in simply being. I hope this is helpful for you. I hope I didn't lose you. And I hope that in these times that we're experiencing with all of these eclipses and their retrogrades and all this stuff, that you have found time to go within, that you have found time to recognize what is truly important in your life, and more importantly, that you are willing to have a shift in perception to allow your life to unfold in a much better way than you could have ever imagined. I will see you tomorrow, and have an amazing day.